I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last week announced that it has finalized trapping rule changes designed to minimize the accidental take of Canada lynx. I'll tell you more about lynx in Minnesota and these new rule changes when we return. But first,
get everything you need to bring your yard back to life at the Spring Yard Prep Event, going on now at Fleet Farm. From power equipment to grass seed, we've got you covered so you can get your lawn looking great as spring comes around. And don't miss this great deal. When you buy three bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch, you get three free. Find everything you need in one stop during the Spring Yard Prep Event, now at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR has finalized trapping rule changes to help minimize the risk of accidental take of federally threatened Canada lynx in Minnesota. In February, Federal District Court Judge Eric T. Tostrad approved a settlement developed by the DNR and the Center for Biological Diversity that includes additional limits on the types of snares that can be used and the way snares can be set in northeastern Minnesota. The consent decree resolves an action brought by the Center for Biological Diversity in 2020 related to Canada lynx protections. The number of lynx in Minnesota is hard to determine, but DNR estimates put the population between 100 and 300. Since 2008, the DNR's records show there was an average of one accidental trapping mortality of Canada lynx every other year. Trappers can find specific details on the changes on the DNR's trapping page, mndnr.gov/trapping. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.